The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show, and I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American. American, I tell you, even more so now that I had the Democrats have forced me to vote for a felon. Oh my gosh, folks, this is all a big joke, and don't ever forget this. I hope you realize what a joke this is. And if you're a Republican out there and don't even try and say that you're a Republican or you're a person of freedom or if you're a person of the Constitution, don't even try and tell me that you're any of those things. And did you care about this country? Don't even try and tell me you care about anyone, anything in this country. And then tell me you can't vote for Trump because he's a convicted felon. You know, everybody knows, everybody outside of this country knows what a sham case this was and what a third world banana republic we look like. And if you have half a brain or if you just want to do your own research and look this stuff up, anybody can tell you that this case will be overturned. It will be overturned. It'll either be the appellate courts or it'll be the Supreme Court. But it'll be overturned and Donald Trump will not be a felon. This will be expunged from his record. So you can vote for him because he won't be a sitting president that's a felon. It will be reversed. There is no other way to tell you, no other simpler way to put that. But don't tell me that you're going to sit in your Heidi hoity-toity chair and tell me how much you just care about this country and how much you just care about the way things are headed. You care about people and then tell me you can't vote for Trump because you'll sit by and you would rather watch Joe Dementia Patient Biden get reelected and watch the Democrats continue to destroy this world. It wasn't Trump that caused inflation to go up. It wasn't Trump that's driving up gas prices. It wasn't Trump that's driving up your air conditioner prices. Just wait. Just wait. I don't care what state you're in. And if you're in a blue state, you're really going to be screwed this summer. But if you're anywhere where you need to use AC or air conditioner in your home, you wait and see how much it's going to cost you this year. That's Joe Biden, and they're doing it on purpose. It wasn't Trump that drove up the prices of your bacon and your milk and everything else that you buy in the grocery store. It wasn't Trump that drove up your prices of everything it required for you to live. It wasn't Trump that's forcing you to go now look for off brands and no more name brands. It wasn't Trump that drove up your McDonald's Happy Meal price. It wasn't Trump that drove up all your favorite restaurant prices. No. It was Joe Brandon Biden and his merry band of authoritarian Democrats, and they're going to make it worse. Excuse me, folks. My voice sometimes cracks up. But you sit by, you so-called Republicans who, I can't vote for a felon. Yeah, you sit by and you allow the Democrats to maintain control, and you will be culpable for the damage that they do. Because you're already kind of culpable for some of the damage. Because you people out there who couldn't muster it up to vote for Trump in 2020, you let the BS China virus and the media and the way they blame Trump for it, then you let that get to you. And you believe some of that crap, so you sat at home and didn't vote. Or you voted for Biden maybe, I don't know. You're culpable for some of this mess that Biden's got us into. It wasn't Trump that allowed Russia to attack Ukraine. It wasn't Trump that relaxed things so much and made Iran rich again. It wasn't Trump that made Iran so rich that they funded Hamas to the point where Hamas said, hey, let's go attack and kill some innocent people. It wasn't Trump that did that. It was all Joe Biden and the Democrats. So when any media person comes to me and ask me, can you vote for a convicted felon? Yeah, you're darn right I can. And I'll do it with a smile on my face. And I'll do it proudly. because I'm smart enough to know that all of this mess is going to be overturned. This court case was a total sham. To this day, there's not a media person out there who can tell me the crime that Trump was convicted of. And I mean, folks, this is just crazy, but we'll get to that. So this is the America's Web Radio show you are tuned into, or I should say the America's Web Radio station. The show is the On Point with Victor show. You got a Hunter Biden case starting today. Look, I'm not going to talk much about this case, folks. Listen, it will be the exact opposite. Everything. This is all you need to know if you're going to be a real, real political junkie and you're following this Hunter Biden case. This is all you need to know. Exact everything that you saw in the Trump case, the opposite is going to happen in the Biden case. So, for instance, because of our Constitution, and maybe it's the Sixth Amendment, I'm not sure. We have the right to know our accused. We have the right. If you are taken to court, if you're indicted and you're taken to court and you have a trial, you are, by the Constitution of the country, you have the basic right of knowing who, not just who your accuser is. You must know what charge they're bringing against you. You must know at the beginning of the trial what the charge is. And the jury of your so-called peers, they must have a clear understanding of the charge that's being sought against you. None of that happened in the Trump case in New York. None of that happened. It was the end of the trial where the DA Bragg and his minions try to thread some needle. Well, it might be this crime, but it could be this crime, but it might be this crime. You decide. And then the judge did something that I don't think's ever been done before. Looks at the jury and says, oh, well, by the way, yeah, you can choose. Some of you can choose this crime. Some of you can choose that crime. Some of you this, that, blah, blah. And we'll figure out how to make it a unanimous decision. It's pretty messed up, folks. Pretty messed up what that judge did. It was clear that that judge was on the prosecutor's team. I mean, there was no trial of your peers as you deserve or as your right of the Constitution. I mean, if they had done that case right, if they had believed they had a real case and a real crime, then they would have moved that case and it wouldn't have been that judge and it would have been a place where they would have at least tried to get somewhat of a fair jury. And then they would have spelled out, this is the exact crime that he broke and this is the charge we're going after. But they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. Now, contrast that with the Hunter Biden trial. Contrast that with what you see today. It was, the prosecution came out and was 100% clear. There's no ambiguity. This is the crime he committed. This is the crime we're going to prove. And this is the charge that we're bringing. And you, the jury, you'll see everything. There's no ambiguity here. This is the facts of as we're going to spell it out. And then you can decide. That's the difference. Huge difference here, folks. And if you really, really, really want to see difference. Now, and if you're a bedwetting lefty out there who whines and complains and tells me, oh, there's white privilege everywhere. Oh, there's this privilege and that privilege. No, the only privilege is the privilege you're about to see. If there's white privilege, you know what it is? It's political white privilege. And you must have a D by your name. You must have a Democrat. That's your privilege. Your privilege in this world today, in this United States, it isn't some crazy white privilege that's running rampant. It's political Democrat privilege. That's the privilege in this country. So you're going to see a case where it is easily spelled out by the prosecution against Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, in his own dumb way, admitted to all the crimes. The evidence is clear. There is no way to not convict Hunter Biden. Let me put it to you that way. There's so much evidence, overwhelming evidence. Not talking circumstantial. There's facts. He did buy a gun. There's witnesses to it. He lied on the form. If you and I lied on a gun form, and oh, God help you if you're a Republican voter and you lie on a gun form, you'll get up to 25 years in prison. It's not going to happen to Joe Hunter Biden, folks. It's not going to happen to Hunter Biden. He clearly lied on his form. He was clearly still had a problem with drugs. There's so many witnesses to back this up. His own freaking girlfriend, I believe it was, took the gun and threw it away because she was fearful of what he would do because of his problem with drugs. She was fearful he might use it against himself or he might use it against her. But the fact is she was fearful for a reason, and she took the gun from Hunter Biden while he was asleep, and she tossed it away, threw it away. It was pretty dumb, but she wanted to get it away from him. And what she should have done is call the authorities and say, hey, I've got a gun I need to turn in. That's what she should have done, but she didn't. She went and threw it in a trash can for anyone to find. All of this is out there. All of this is facts. All of this is corroborated with witnesses. All of it. And not a witness who's known for lying, like in the Trump case. Not a porn star who said, no, we didn't do this, and everything is copacetic. And then a few years later, the Democrats convince her to change her story. Oh, no. None of that. None of that. And then I don't remember the lawyer's name who's discredited, disbarred, charged for perjury. I think he did jail time, but because he just said, I'll say whatever you want me to say to get Trump, because he turned state witness, they gave him some special privilege. Why? Because he turned into a big old Democrat and decided to help the Democrats go after a Republican. I don't care if it's Trump, folks. Listen, this precedent that they just started, it'll never stop with Trump. It will never stop with Trump. They're just using Trump right now to get the power that they need to stop any Republican from running or any Republican from winning again. You just wait. You mark my words, the Pandora box that's been opened. And this is another reason why you want to save democracy. Listen, we have a republic. We are a republic. And if you want to save this republic, but if you want to call it a democracy like the Democrats do, fine. And too many Republicans call us a democracy. Fine, whatever. You can say we are a form of democracy. We're a Republican form of democracy. That's what we are if you want to go down the democracy road. But either way, however you want to say it, if you want to save democracy as you know it, if you want to save our republic, as this form of constitution that we have, if you want our form of government that we have, if you want to save it, then you must vote for Donald J. Trump. You must vote for Trump in November. I am sorry. I am unafraid. I am unafraid to tell you this. I am the Mexican not afraid to be American, and I'm not afraid to tell you if you truly want to save our form of a republic or our democracy, if you truly want to save it, then you better vote for Donald J. Trump. Because what they did to Trump, they can do to you. If they were able to do it to a former president, there was no crime stated, no crime defined. They didn't even tell you what the charges were. They just came in with 34 pretend charges of felony. I mean, give me a freaking break, folks. This case is an absolute joke. But they did it anyway because they knew in New York, you've got a leftist moonbat judge, leftist moonbag DA, leftist moonbag attorney general, and a leftist moonbag bunch of jurors. I told you a month ago, there was no way Donald Trump was going to get out of that courtroom without a conviction. And I was right. There was no way. Listen, this form of law that the Democrats have, this is what the Democrats want for the rest of the country. This is why the Democrats are trying so hard to discredit the Supreme Court. Why? Because they don't control the Supreme Court. The Democrats control everything in New York City. Everything. Listen, there is no way, just by random probability, it is statistically just practically impossible for all those court cases that Judge Michonne ruled over for him to have been randomly chosen. You're supposed to be randomly chosen as a judge. Well, he's overseen 3 Trump cases already. I believe it's 3. There is no way statistically, probabilities, there's just no way that man was chosen 3 times in a row. No, he was handpicked. And then you had the number 3 guy at the DOJ. Biden's DOJ number 3 guy took a pay cut and left his job from Washington and went to New York and took an associate's position so he could be part of this case. No, he took a deal from the Biden administration, resigned, went down to New York, took the post as associate so he could run and make sure that Bragg didn't screw up this case, which nobody could have screwed it up unless you were going after a Democrat, and then it would have never happened. But because they're going after a Republican, and because they're able to pick the judge, and they were able to get a jury in Manhattan that hates Trump, there was no way Trump was getting out of that court without a conviction. And that's what happened. It is a total, total sham. But this is what the Democrats want. This is what you've got to understand. You have to understand the Democrats control everything in New York City. And they want to control, they want it this way across the United States. They want to control you. They want to control the justice system. This is why you're going to see the Democrats, they're really going to pick up the pace. They're really going to pick up the pace, and you're going to see the Democrats just come, they're going to try and destroy the Supreme Court. They're already going after the justices. And you remember, it's because of NBC and because of Democrat rhetoric that a man was arrested trying to kill a justice of the court, of the Supreme Court. What? You didn't hear about that? What do you mean you didn't hear about that? Yeah, because the media buried this story. They tried to get rid of this story so bad. Listen, they captured a guy and I can't remember which justice's neighborhood, but this guy had strings and weapons and hog ties or whatever, because he was going to try and kill a justice of the Supreme Court. Because MSNBC basically told him to. Look, MSNBC didn't spell it out and say, but because of their rhetoric and because of the Democrat rhetoric, this guy thought, oh my gosh, the world is going to end if I don't do something about the Supreme Court. This is what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats they do not control the Supreme Court, therefore they must destroy it. That is the way the Democrat Party operates. If they don't control something, they must destroy it until they do control it. And that is all you need to see from what happened in New York, what they did to Trump. All you need to know is they control everything in New York, and they want to control everything in the United States. But the Supreme Court's stopping them right now. That's why they hate the Supreme Court, and they're going to try and discredit the Supreme Court. That's why they're targeting certain justices on the Supreme Court. Now, if they ever got their way again, if Biden gets reelected and the Senate gets really packed with Democrats and the House gets taken over by Democrats, then they will pack the Supreme Court until they own it. They will pack the Supreme Court until they own it. You must understand this, folks. And let me tell you, if they ever get control of the Supreme Court, we're done. No more Second Amendment, no more First Amendment, no more anything. So you really have to understand, if you truly, truly wanted to save democracy, if you really want to save the republic, you better vote for Donald J. Trump. Because what they did to him cannot stand. And understand this. Under the precedent that you Democrats have set in New York, you've opened this Pandora box. The Republican didn't do it. Just like you opened the filibuster Pandora box way back when Harry Reid changed the rules so they could try and get things done and not let the Republicans block them. And Mitch McConnell, look, I don't like Mitch McConnell. I want him gone. We need better Republicans than him. But I will say this. He had this right. Way back then, years ago, he looked at Harry Reid, the leading Democrat, and he said that he was the number one Democrat in the Senate, running the Senate, and McConnell was the minority leader. McConnell looked at him and said, "You will regret this. You, the Democrats, you're the one changing the rules. You're going to regret it, because when power shifts, we're going to be able to use this against you like you're using it against us." And you know what? They did. The Republicans did. The Republicans, the only reason the Republicans were able to block a Supreme Court justice, that horrible leader of the DOJ right now, and I can't remember his name. I'm having a Biden moment. Maybe Mark DeSharke will chime in here and tell me the name. But that guy became attorney general because he wasn't a Supreme Court justice. And the only way that McConnell blocked him from becoming a Supreme Court justice was because of what Harry Reid did years ago in the Senate by changing rules. He set a precedent, and that precedent came back to bite them in the you-know-what. Well, now, because of what these Democrats have done, because of what the Biden DOJ did in New York by leading the way, and make no mistake, the DOJ and Biden have their fingerprints all over what Alvin Bragg did in New York, to what they did to Trump. Biden's all over this. They opened this Pandora box. They set a new precedent now. And remember, what do I always tell you? What do I always tell you? What I tell you Democrats this all the time. What's happening today is happening against somebody you don't like. But what happens when it happens tomorrow to someone you do like? You can't complain anymore because you opened this box. You set this precedent. The only way to stop this is to get somebody like Donald Trump, who said the other night, look, my revenge is going to be success. Now, what does he mean by that? Success, him getting reelected, him turning this country around, getting inflation down, getting taxes down or gone, maybe moving us to a consumption tax, getting China back in line, getting Ukraine and Russia to stop their stupid bickering. There will be a peace deal there under Donald Trump. Hamas will be crushed, and Trump will make sure of it. Israel's going to crush Hamas, and they'll have the backing of the United States once Trump is elected. All of these things will change for the better. That's success. That is success. And Donald Trump said, listen, the media, the Democrats, all of them are going to try and tell you, you can't vote for Trump. He's going to be out for revenge. Yeah, they're scared to death. They're scared to death because you know who actually does break laws? You know who actually does things not so much by the book, but against the book? You know who does everything that they've accused Trump of doing? You know who's done it or is doing it? The Democrats. They have every right to be worried, but they started this lawfare. And if the Republicans wanted to start retaliating with lawfare, there's so many Democrats that could easily be sent up the river. If they can do what they did to Trump, who didn't even break any laws, they can't even specify a crime. So you know Trump didn't do anything. But the Democrats do. There's Democrats and other politicians that have done everything or are doing things that they've accused Trump of. So they have every right to be afraid of this lawfare, but they started it. So I'm not a tit for tat per se type of person, but I will tell you right now, I would not have a problem with the Democrats pursuing Joe Brandon Biden after he's gone away from office, because he really did do something. He broke the law. We can name off some. I mean, his dereliction of duty on the border, his clearly taking money from Ukraine, taking money from Russia. I mean, they could really pursue these things when he's out of office and probably find. And listen, according to the Democrats, you don't even have to define a crime. You just need to go to a red state, get a red jury, and come up with some charges, and then really lay it on thick. And maybe they get a conviction of Joe Biden. But it's going to be the Democrats' fault if the Republicans do that. And honestly, I don't have a problem with some attorney generals in Republican states going after some Democrats. Give them a taste of their own medicine. I don't profess for tit for tatness, but this is important. And sometimes the Democrats, they need a taste of their own medicine to realize this better stop. We can't do this. And maybe it'll take going after a 90-year-old dementia patient-laden president who's done wrong. We know he's done wrong. And if they can prove it in court, then hey, why not prove it in court? Because that's what they tried to do to Trump. They didn't prove anything, but they went to a Democrat judge, a Democrat jury, a Democrat AG, a Democrat DA, and they were able to banana republic their way to a charge against Trump. And it's awful, but that's the box they opened. That's the precedent that they set. Now, I don't think Trump's going to do that. Listen, you remember when the Democrats were screaming at the top of their lungs, you can't vote for Trump in 2016. He's going to put Hillary in jail. She didn't do anything. But he's running around saying, lock her up. And all of his supporters are yelling, lock her up, lock her up. What did Trump not do? I'm old enough to remember Trump was president for 4 years, starting in 2017 and when he was elected in November of 2016. And what did he not do? He didn't lock up Hillary Clinton. What if he could have done? What could he have done? He really could have turned his DOJ loose on Hillary Clinton. She did break the law. Hillary Clinton destroyed government property. That's illegal. Hillary Clinton had classified documents in her private residence. That is illegal. He could have locked her up, but he didn't. He didn't. So the evidence and the proof that we have is Trump won't really do those things. But the Democrats are going to tell you, they're going to tell you from now till November that, oh, you can't elect Donald Trump. He's going to destroy democracy. He's going to blah, 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 blah. He's going to take revenge on his political opponents. Do you know the Democrats have the audacity and the media has the audacity to run around this past week saying, you can't vote for Trump. He's going to put his political opponents in jail. What the heck did the Democrats just try and do? And make no mistake, Trump is gonna get a jail sentence. If you think this judge and Alvin Bragg are not going to do whatever they can do to put Trump in jail, you're out of your damn mind. I'm sorry, you're out of your darn mind. They're going to try and put their political opponent in jail while telling you not to vote for the man that they're banana republican all the way to jail. They're telling you while they're doing that, oh gosh, you can't vote for Trump. He might put his political rivals in jail. They're doing the very things they're trying to tell you that Trump will do, folks, right in front of your eyes. You just have to open them. You just have to open them. Everything the Democrats are accusing and telling you that Trump's going to do in their pretend fear world are things that they're already doing or they're going to do. That's your Democrat authoritarian whack job party, which is why I tell you all the time right now, you can't possibly vote for this Democrat authoritarian anti-republic, anti-democracy, and anti-constitution party. You don't have to go run and vote for a Republican. You can go vote for the Green Party. You can vote for the, although you're going to get the same results as the Democrats. You can vote for the Libertarian Party, whatever. But if you vote for Joe Brandon Biden, you vote for today's Democrat for Senate or for House or for any local position, you're crazy if you do. You cannot vote for today's Democrat Party. They need to change. And maybe one day, if you, and I honestly, folks, listen, if you throw the Democrats out, which is what you should do, every voter across this country should vote the Democrats out, from the presidency all the way down to your local communities. You throw the Democrats out, and you know what's going to happen? That party's going to change. The Democrat Party will go back to the JFK days. That's John F. Kennedy days, not RFK. Robert F. Kennedy is a whack job. Robert F. Kennedy is a liberal, Democrat, progressive in his veins. He is exactly what Joe Biden wants to be, or exactly what Joe, he's just telling you things you want to hear because he knows Joe Biden is vulnerable. And he knows that Trump may not, there may be some wishy-washy voters out there who don't like Trump. So RFK is trying to capitalize on this. Listen, RFK is a moonbat. RFK is an anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment person. RFK wants to put you in jail if you don't go along with his green BS. RFK will raise taxes to the point of oblivion. RFK is a moonbat progressive Democrat. Make no mistake. But what I'm telling you is, if you throw these Democrats out of office, the Democrat Party will start to go back to the JFK days. And that's not a bad thing. That's a party I can actually live with. I'm not necessarily going to support them unless the Democrats lose, the Republicans lose their way. But Republicans right now, Donald Trump is bringing them back to actual conservatism. Wow, what a concept. Because it works. So I will say this again. I really want to drive this part home. If you want to save democracy, if you want to save our republic, if you want to save the way of life in the United States, because we're based on a rule of law because of our Constitution, if you want to save that, then you better vote for Donald J. Trump. Because what they've done to him is a banana republic style third world ugliness. And they're going to open that Pandora box, and that stuff's, and again, this is going to come back and burn a Democrat at some point, and they're going to be whining and crying and screaming to the top of their lungs. And all you need to say is, hey, you started this. You opened this door. But I don't think it's going to come from Trump. I'm telling you, Trump the other night was interviewed, and they've been, and listen, they're telling you Trump is going to get revenge. He's going to seek revenge. And Donald Trump said clearly for the second, third, or fourth time last night or the other night, he said, look, my revenge will be success. The success of this country, the success of the American people, the success of our Constitution and our republic, that will be his revenge. And that's all you need to know. That's your reason right there to vote for Donald J. Trump. If you have a problem with it, that's your reason. That's a perfect reason right there. All right, folks, we have got to take a break. This is the On Point with Victor show, and I am Victor Armendariz.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor Show, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Victor... it's the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor. One day I'm going to rename... I'm just going We need to put that music, Brett. I need to put that together. Brett's in the background, producer Brett, and he's singing the... Oh, what was that cartoon? The mouse, the Mexican rat or Mexican mouse. Yeah, I'll get Media Matters on me for that until they realize that I'm Mexican descent. I love just really messing with these people. But, anyway, folks, listen, Speedy Gonzalez. Thank you, producer Brett. Speedy Gonzalez. That was one of my favorite cartoons. And I'm Mexican. And I will tell you this, no Mexican kid was ever offended or family was ever offended by Speedy Gonzalez. They love the fact that, holy crap, you mean the people in the United States really like watching a little Mexican rat run around, a little mouse? Great cartoon, folks. If you've got kids, look it up. If they're not watching Speedy Gonzalez, you should turn them on to Speedy Gonzalez. It was excelente. Oh my gosh, you know, my nickname growing up used to be Speedy Gonzalez because I was really, really fast. Fast on the soccer field, fast at whatever sport that I played. I was so fast when I tried to play baseball that I would run past the ball. And then, as an adult, tried to play softball and still ran past the ball. But, yeah, I am no, baseball expert or softball expert. Yeah, I can play soccer. I can ride a bike. I can ride a motorcycle. I can ride the snot out of a motorcycle. But, I can't really bowl. I can't really golf. I can't really baseball. I can't really softball. But I can run up and down a soccer field and I enjoy doing that. So, but anyway. All right. So a great listener, out in Georgia, state of Georgia, a listener chimed in and said that, the only thing the Democrats are doing is trying to get, figure out how to get a one party system. And that listener, that is 100% right. The Democrat Party wants a one party rule. They want to be an authoritarian dictate. That's what they want. That's what your today's Democrat Party wants. And don't try to give me this business that there's a moderate Democrat. They're not. The Democrats stick together and they're run by the progressive wing. The progressives are running that party. This party is an authoritarian wannabe party. They want to control every aspect of your life. They truly do. And don't try and tell me that Joe Manchin was a moderate so much that he left the Democrat Party. That is such BS. Listen, you guys heard me rail against Manchin before, and I'll do it right now for a second. Joe Manchin is a freaking Democrat. Listen, good for him for saying I'm leaving the Democrat Party because I'm not going to be part of a party that, tries to put their rivals in, their political rivals in jail. Okay, Manchin's 100% right. I will give him that. He is right for that. But guess who he's caucusing with? The Democrat Party. If Joe Manchin really had a set of cojones and really wanted to drive home the point that I will not be part of a party that is acting like third world ugly country and is trying to put their political rivals in jail instead of letting the people vote for him, they're going to try to put him in jail. If Joe Manchin really meant that, he wouldn't caucus with the Democrats. He would be a truly independent and say, I will go wherever the vote is that really matters and that I think is going to help the American people. If that happens to be a Republican, I'll vote for them. If it happens to be something that maybe somehow comes out of the Democrat side that's good, then I'll vote for them. But no, he's not doing that. Joe Manchin made it clear, you may not have seen this in the news, but Joe Manchin made it clear that he will continue to caucus with the Democrat Party. Yeah, okay, whatever, Joe. You call yourself an independent, whatever. The good news is Joe Manchin will be gone from the Senate by the end of this year because he's not running for re-election. Why? Because he can't win. It'll be a pickup for the Republicans for next year. So listen, for all intents and purposes, folks, we keep going the way we're going and enough of you people get off the fence and support Trump because of what the Democrat, listen, you don't have to like Trump, But if you love this country, if you love our republic, and if you love our democracy, then you better vote for Donald Trump. I don't care if you like it. If you have to hold your nose and vote for him, do it. Do it. Because the Democrat Party is trying to destroy our Constitution. The Democrat Party is trying to destroy everything this country stands for. They want to rebrand it and rename it and rebuild it. They want a new America, folks. That's what your Democrat Party wants, and they want it molded in their progressive vision. They want to be a one-party rules. Listen, the reason why Harry Reid, way back in the day, torpedoed the filibuster rule, and then it came to bite him in the butt, the reason he did it is because he didn't think it would come back to bite him in the butt, because he didn't think they would ever lose power again. But they did. And the reason why the Democrats are doing what they're doing today to Donald Trump is they think they'll never lose power again. Which is why they're so desperate right now, because all this is backfiring on them and they're starting to realize it. Listen, Donald Trump's numbers didn't go down after the conviction. They're going up. And I don't, you can cite whatever poll you want, and I don't care. Because I already told you, there's going to be poll after poll after poll, all these whack job polls that the Democrats are going to create from out of the air. And they're going to say Trump's losing and Trump's this and Trump that. No, just watch the trends, folks. You watch the main polling that we've been going with for years. You watch the trend lines. And the trend lines have Trump going up. The trend lines, the polling averages, watch the averages, watch the trends. That's what you need to watch. And Trump is going up. Trump's getting a bump. Not going down, but going up. He's either stayed flat or gone up. This conviction isn't meaning squat to him. But that's what the polling isn't catching what's going on the ground, folks. Listen, there are people on the ground like the Bronx and other places that are becoming Trump supporters that the polling doesn't pick up because the polling's not used to going and polling these people. These are not the people that they usually go out and poll, except when they wanted a very heavily weighted Democrat poll, but this isn't working for them anymore. Listen, there's the one thing you need. Forget the polls. Forget the polls. You want to know where things are headed right now after that conviction? Look at the money raised. But in 24 hours, they raised $53+ million. And now, I don't, you know, whatever week or whatever it's been since the conviction, Donald Trump raised over $200 million. That means for the month of May, Donald Trump's team brought in $300 million+. That, my friends, is unheard of. That, my friends, has never been done in political history. Donald Trump in a month, because of this conviction, has raised over $300 million. So, what was the one thing Trump was lacking for this going in this election season, going as we start taking that downhill slide all the way to November? Trump was ahead in the polls. Trump's ahead in the swing states. Trump is picking up black votes. Trump is picking up Hispanic votes. What's the one thing that was missing? The one thing that was missing was dinero, money, the green that matters. That's what was missing. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. Donald J. Trump, $300 million. Now, they're doing analysis on that, and some of the analysis is coming out. Over 30% of those donations were new donations. People who have never voted to Donald Trump, or people who hadn't voted this cycle yet, who donated. Over 30% are new donors. Folks, that's new votes. That's new voters. And then you had people, tons of small donations coming in. That's your down here part of America. That's your part of America that the Democrats thought they owned. When you start getting low dollar donations by the thousands, I mean, you're getting thousands of people who are donating $10, $20, $30, $5. That is a part of the electorate that you're reaching that was either not active, not paying attention, or they were strong Democrats. Not anymore. Not anymore. So I am telling you folks, you look at the real facts on the ground. You don't have to do this pretend polling and all this computer modeling. You can look at the, although I will say this, I cannot remember the name of it, but there is a computer model out there that gives the averages of who's going to win, and they have a pretty good track record. Right now, the odds of Donald Trump winning the election are, I want to say, 60, 70, 80%. They've got it at, I mean, they're basically saying that Donald Trump is going to win the election. So there you go for that computer. I mean, it's one that's trusted and that gets it right pretty much. So, you know, whatever. But again, don't live by polls and computer models because you'll die by them. But you can watch the actual facts on the ground. You can look at the actual movement of what the people are doing. And when the people of this country send Donald Trump $300 million and $200 million of it was after the conviction, and over 30% were new donors, then there's something happening on the ground. The people are looking at this going, wait a minute, the Democrats are just railroading Donald Trump. The Democrats, they're not practicing democracy. If you were practicing democracy, then you would stand back and go, you know what? Let's put policy against policy and let's let the American people, let them decide. That's your democracy. If you cared about democracy, then you let the American people vote for who they want to vote for. But no, the Democrats aren't doing that. The Democrats are actively trying to remove, not just remove someone from the ballot. That didn't work. So now they're trying to remove Trump completely by putting him in jail. And then they don't want to stop there. That you've got Democrats trying to remove Trump's security so that they can't secure him in jail. Why are they doing that? Do they want something to happen to Trump? Well, by golly, I would tell you yes. Yes, they want something to happen to Trump. They can't beat him. And now they're afraid that they can't beat him at the ballot box. That's how afraid the Democrats are. So look what they're doing. You've got MSNBC putting out some of the most vile rhetoric that they can put out. What's it going to do? MSNBC has already led, in my opinion, they've already led to several mass attempts at murder. The guy who tried to kill a bunch of Republican softball when they were playing softball, and it shot Steve Scalise and almost killed him. That dude was a Bernie Sanders supporter and an MSNBC watcher. You look at what's going on with some of these people who are losing their minds and have mental issues. The common denominator is they tend to watch MSNBC. MSNBC is putting out some vile rhetoric. It's going to lead to violence. Look at the attempts on the justices in the Supreme Court, the attempts against their lives. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, you cannot look honestly and assess this situation, what's going on, what the Democrats are saying, the rhetoric they're spitting out, what MSNBC is spitting out, and not be surprised if some mentally ill person takes what they're hearing and acts on themselves. I will not be surprised if somebody makes an attempt on Donald Trump's life. And I think sometimes in a weird way, in my opinion, I think some of these Democrats and some of these news organizations are secretly hoping for that. And that's awful, folks. That's awful. I don't care how bad of a Democrat you are. I don't wish any ill will on you. I want you beaten at the ballot box. I want you beaten because the people voted you out and sent you to a retirement home or sent you to the retirement line or sent you to CNN or MSNBC to be a commentator. I don't want any ill will to happen to anyone that I disagree with. I just want them voted out. I want the ballot box to work, and it can work. It can work. If enough of you people get off your butts and you go to the, and you make sure you vote, whether it's early voting, whether it's, absentee ballot voting, or you vote on the election day, whatever you do, you just better vote, and you better vote for Donald J. Trump because it works. The ballot box can work. But listen, you've got the Democrats. They don't stand for democracy. How can they stand for democracy when they don't want you to vote for the guy that they don't like because they're afraid they can't beat him? They're afraid you won't do what they want you to do. So they want to remove him. And it doesn't stop there. It's the Democrat Party that's trying to remove RFK from the ballot box. It's from the ballots. It's the Democrat Party that is in every state blocking RFK from getting on the ballot. It's not the Republicans. It's not Donald Trump. Now look, there may be some establishment Republicans out there. I don't know. They may be helping because there are sure enough, folks, don't make a mistake. There are establishment Republicans that in states that do restrict ballot access, and it's a shame that they do it. but it's the Democrat Party today that is actively trying to remove RFK, and not just RFK. They're blocking RFK. Now listen, the media will never tell you this, but I will. The Democrat Party is actively not just trying to throw Trump in jail to get him out of the way so you can't vote for him. They're trying to block RFK from ballot access so you can't vote for him. They're blocking Cornel West, a black man, a black Democrat who is running for the presidency. The Democrat Party, Joe Biden and his Democrat authoritarian morons, are blocking a black Democrat from having ballot access because they don't want you to vote for him. They don't want you to have a choice. And they're also trying to block that greenie whack job, Jill Stein. They don't want her to have ballot access. It is your Democrat Party that is blocking ballot access for those Democrats. RFK is a Democrat. Cornel West is a black Democrat. And then Jill Stein is a whack job greenie Democrat. And your Democrat Party is doing everything it can so that those people are not on the ballots because they don't want you to have a choice other than Joe, the dementia patient, Brandon. They want you to have only one choice. And since they can't remove Trump from the ballot, they're trying to put him in jail. They think in their dream world that somehow the people will turn against Trump and demand that he get off the ticket and suspend his campaign. That's not going to happen, folks. That's not going to happen. And even though he's a convicted felon and it's going to be overturned, look, they won't be able to overturn it until after the election. They're just not going to move that fast. They should, but they won't. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says Trump can't be elected as a felon. And he will be and should be elected. He should be. Again, if you want to save democracy, if you want to save our way of life, you save this republic, then you've got to stop the authoritarian Democrats. You got to stop them. And the only way to do it is to vote for Donald Trump. Vote for the man that they're trying to turn. They're willing to turn our country into a banana republic to stop one man. One man. Because they don't want you to, they're so afraid that too many of us are going to vote for him. Well, I tell you what, Democrats, it doesn't matter what you do to Trump. And if you do manage to put him in jail somehow, which will be a house arrest or it'll be a house on jail property maybe surrounded by security, by Secret Service, because the Secret Service will have to go to jail with him. If they do that, then you're just going to force the American people to elect a president from cell block C. I mean, there's lots of first coming, folks. There's lots of first, but it's the Democrats that are causing this. It's the Democrats that are doing this. Listen, if the Democrats believed in democracy, if they truly did, then they would sit back and they would argue on merit. They would argue on policy, and then they would ask for your vote. And then if you gave your vote to Donald Trump, well, then they lose. But you got to understand something. The Democrat Party has denied election results since 2000. They're trying to put people in jail that are Republicans. They're trying to put Trump in jail for because they're saying that they denied an election. And you've got Bill Maher and idiots like him and other people who are saying that Trump shouldn't be elected because he's denying an election. He still denies 2020. Hey, you know what? Donald Trump doesn't talk about 2020 anymore. And kudos to him because he finally listened to me. He finally listened to the On Point with Victor show and he doesn't talk about 2020 anymore. And he shouldn't. He shouldn't. He lost. But you know what? Come back and win in 2024 and that's what he's doing. But the Democrat Party is going to try to convince you. Oh, he denies election. Hey, it's not illegal to question an election. It's not. And the Democrat Party has denied election results since 2000. Al Gore and the Democrats, they will to this day, they will tell you that Al Gore won the 2000 election. He did not. To this day, they will tell you that John Kerry was somehow screwed and the election was stolen from him. It was not. They will tell you that that Hillary Clinton, the election was stolen from her. It was not. Hillary Clinton is the one that started this stolen election business, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't start the election was stolen from me business. Hillary Clinton, a Democrat, started that mess. She started it in 2016 when she lost to Donald Trump. And to this day, Hillary Clinton has not conceded that election. Now, maybe she technically said, yeah, Donald Trump, I concede. but she walked that back. But to this day, she will tell you Donald Trump was an illegitimate president and that the election in 2016 was stolen from her. That's what Hillary says. So if you're going to try and put Trump in jail for questioning an election, then you got to put Hillary in jail. You got to put John Kerry in jail. You got to put Al Gore in jail. And you got to put almost every sitting Democrat that's in office right now, because every one of them denied the election to Donald Trump in 2016. In fact, you can go back and look when the election results were certified. When Donald Trump won, you had Democrats who were sitting and arguing, saying you can't certify this election. Election deniers. Election denying started with the Democrat Party. Once again, the Democrat Party doing the very thing that they're trying to accuse Republicans of doing. Folks, this is as easy. This stuff is easy. You can go do a DuckDuckGo search and verify everything that I just told you. Everything I just told you, you can't beat me in an argument. And if you want, you can go do a DuckDuckGo search and you can find all the evidence and all the proof and all the facts, because I'm not telling you anything that's not wrong. Stacey Abrams, to this day, thinks she's the governor of Georgia. Stacey Abrams, that moonbat, thinks she is the governor of Georgia. She has yet to concede that she lost to Kemp, especially the first time. The second time was an overwhelming win. I don't know how she can deny that. But the first time, she still denies that. She says that and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats stand with Stacey Abrams, and they tell you to this day that somehow Kemp stole the election from Stacey Abrams in Georgia. It is the Democrat Party that started this election denial crap. It's them. They opened the door for Donald Trump. So once again, the Democrats keep opening these doors, they keep opening these Pandora boxes, and then they get pissed off when the Republicans use it against them. And the difference is, the Republicans don't try to go turn us into a banana republic to put their opponents in jail, but the Democrats will. The Democrats are power-thirsty fools. They tasted. See, I told you this before, folks. When you go back to 2020 and the virus and what Fauci did and what the Democrats did and all this mess that happened in 2020 and in 2021, you allowed the Democrats to get a taste of authoritarianism. We the people, not me, but too many of you wimps out there who wimped out and ran and got your gazillion booster shots because the Democrats told you to. Look, I should listen. If you got it, hey, if it helped you, great. I shouldn't do that. But for you people out there who voted for Democrats because you voted for your security, you believed everything the Democrats were telling you. I got to stay in my home. I've got to wear 5 masks. I've got to get 5 shots. I've got to this, that, and the other. And you believed everything they told you. And now we know they were wrong. We know that they were lying in many cases. They destroyed your kids' education. They were destroying it anyway. You just didn't know it. But then your eyes were open. Many parents' eyes were open during 2020, 2021, and 2022. Because when the Democrats wouldn't educate your kids anymore and they just wanted to phone it in, a lot of you were awoken to the BS that were being taught to your kids. It is the Democrat Party, folks. The Democrat Party that did all of these things. But what happened was, just as, look, if you've watched any vampire movie, any vampire that's in transition that's trying to fight that urge of blood, trying to fight not becoming a Democrat, they have to not take, the minute they taste blood, it's over. It's done. The minute they get a taste, they want it all. Go back, any vampire movie. Look, I like horror movies, so I'm going to use this as an example. If a vampire is transitioning and trying to hold back and trying to, I know if I take that blood, I know I'm going to go full on vampire. And then once they get a taste of that blood, they're going full on vampire. Well, your Democrat Party, you, too many of you voters out there, you let the Democrat Party get a taste of that authoritarian blood. You let them in 2020, 2021, and 2022, you let them get a taste of that authoritarian blood. So what's happening now? The Democrats want that authoritarian. They want to go full on, full fledged authoritarian. They want that power. You see, you let the Democrats taste that power. They tasted it. Oh gosh, it tastes so good. And then you took some of that power back away from them by taking away the House from them. For a while, we had the Senate away from them, and they didn't like it. See, when you give Democrats power, they don't want to give it up. look, that goes for many politicians. Some are establishment Republicans too. They don't want to give up the power, but it's mostly the Democrats. But you let the Democrats taste a little bit of authoritarian blood, and now they want it all. They want it all. So much so that they're willing to drag the United States into banana republic territory. They're willing to turn us into a third world ugly country to throw their political opponent in jail because they want power that bad. Because if they trust you, if they trust we the people, if they trust the voters, you may not do what they want. You may not give them the authoritarian power that they so desire. And by not giving that to them, they can't take the chance. They can't take the chance. So they want to jail Donald Trump. They want to get rid of their political opponent. They want to turn us into a banana republic because they want that authoritarian power, because too many of you allowed them to taste just a little bit. They tasted just a little bit. And now they want it all. That's the problem with today's Democrat Party, folks, is they want total authoritarian control. They want one party rule system. And we cannot allow it, folks. We have to stop it. And the only way, look, the first step in stopping it is voting for Donald Trump. The second stage is voting for your Republican senator. The third is voting for your Republican House member. The fourth is to vote for your state local officials to be Republican or Libertarian. Vote for some Libertarians. I'm okay with that. Listen, Donald Trump said he was going to put a Libertarian in his cabinet. I can't wait for that. That was another reason for me to be unafraid to vote for Donald Trump, is because he's willing to put some Libertarians in his cabinet. Hallelujah! I am ready for that. I am ready for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to save the Republic, if you want to save democracy, you start by voting for Donald Trump, and then you vote for Republicans to be senators or Libertarians, and you vote for Republicans or Libertarians to be your House members, and then you vote for Republicans or Libertarians to be your state House and your state Senate representatives, and then you vote for Libertarians or Republicans to be your city council members, your school board members, your mayors. You vote for Republicans. You vote for Libertarians. You vote out today's Democrats. They're all authoritarian wannabes. Vote them out. And you watch the Democrat Party. Listen, if you're a diehard in the wool Democrat and you're watching the party leave you and you want that party back, throw them out of office and they will pay attention to you and they will come back to you. But you've got to make them work for it, because right now they just want to control every aspect of your life. They want to come for you. Now, listen, before we leave, I got to tell you, Mexico elected their first woman president. Mexico has elected a Jewish woman. So not only is it a woman president, but it's a Jewish woman president. I can't wait for the first time for her to look at the Congress in Mexico and go, "Oy vey, you people are crazy. You're crazy." Or I want her to look and go, "You don't know. You don't." And some of you will know what that is a reference to. But anyway. Listen, she is a Jew. Look, it is kind of cool that a Jewish woman was elected. I'm not going to lie, but I will tell you this. She's a bad Jew because she's a socialist. She is a socialist, greeny, whack job, and she is taking Mexico another step to being a one-party system, which is going to really, really look. Mexico is third world already, and they're about to get fourth world ugly, but they're doing it to themselves. So, all right, folks, listen, I'll talk more about that next week. You guys stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B, and I'll see you next week. I'm out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.